It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, He Young, Lai Ming, and Tony Reid. People celebrate the New Year's in a number of ways. Generally, wherever they take place, New Year traditions are designed to bring luck and good fortune in the year ahead. So let's look at what people do all around the world as this New Year dawns upon us.
Well, I think the most popular way to celebrate New Year's is with firework displays. It takes place all over the world and in different countries at midnight. In New Zealand, crowds gather at Auckland Sky Tower in the capital for impressive firework display, and the same happens in Sydney Harbour in Australia. In Toronto, in Canada, people gather in Nathan Phillips Square, while in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, people flock to the city's famous Copacabana Beach to watch this, you know, the sky light up in fireworks. And I've had a personal experience with it in actually in two countries. I went to Japan and I got to see some really cool fireworks there. And the fireworks were very unique in that when it went off, there was this little image in the inside of the firework. And I can't really explain it other than they weren't letters. They were just like little images. Sometimes it was like a little heart or it was a face or something. And it was just a really cool display of fireworks. And also in Copenhagen, mm-hmm. when I went there, there was, you know, all over the city, there was just fireworks lighting off all over the place. And it's really nice.
Sounds to me like that New Year was just invented by people so they can put things on fire. So they can see fireworks.
Let's burn it all down.
Or maybe I have better examples. And if you come out of your front door to find a load of smashed plates, you might be a little confused in some part of the country, in some part of the world, actually. And that's what people in Denmark do in the hope of finding good luck by smashing plates. I mean, how many plates do they have?
Wow.
Things could be very expensive.
I'll have to ask about that one because my sister currently lives in Denmark and I haven't heard anyone say that they smash plates on anyone's door. That's a very interesting custom.
Yeah, if you are a very popular person in the community, then you have a lot of housework to do in the morning of New Year. I mean, sweeping away all the smashed plates. I mean, that's not the favorite way you want to spend the New Year, do you?
Well, hopefully this will be a very fortuitous year for me because last night I had lentil beans at a restaurant. And apparently in Brazil this is the tradition, and if you, you know, on the New Year they eat lentil beans, and this represents money, so this means that you'll make, you know,
you'll get
fortune.
Your art exhibition.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully things work out for me this year.
Yeah, well, you're off with a good start. What about dropping things? We've talked about smashing things and dropping things. That's also meaning of good fortune.
Well, yeah, in New York, in the U.S., a lot of people go to Times Square and count down to midnight. But the thing that everyone's looking forward to is the ball drop. And this is when the glowing ball is lowered by a big flagpole, and this is the signal of a new year.
So the dropping only refers to the ball, right? Not digital cameras that are pointing at the ball, right?
No.
Hopefully that wouldn't signify a prosperous new year.
I don't think anyone in their right mind would drop their digital cameras.
Yeah, and what about visiting friends first? Apparently in Scotland, that's what they do.
Yeah, in Scotland, people go first footing, which is where they aim to be the first person to set foot in their home, in their friends' or family's homes after the clock has struck midnight. Imagine a queue outside of your door. If you're really popular.
Yeah.
And there could be a fight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what if you want to just have a quiet one and, you know, go to sleep and then you hear like knocks on
the
door?
Yeah, it could
be chaotic.
And there's also eating grapes. This one is what I find quite interesting.
Oh.
Apparently, this is what they do in Spain. Yeah, so eating grapes is a tradition that one grape at a time as the clock strikes at midnight. And apparently that is the idea that will bring you 12 lucky months in the year ahead.
Wow. Interesting.
That is really interesting.
I've never heard of this one, actually.
Yeah, I also haven't heard of dressing up as bears to chase away evil spirits. Apparently in Romania, this is a tradition. And I guess bears are special, you know, according to Romanian stories, and that were able to protect and heal people.
And very interesting, just yesterday I was reading about how Babylonians, they were very superstitious, and they do divination by dropping oil into water and observe the shape of the oil. And apparently in some part of the world, in some countries, including Finland, there's a tradition of melting a special metal and dropping it in cold water, and the metal will make a shape in the water when it cools. That's how they wished for a better New Year in Finland.
Yeah. Wow. So I guess if it goes into a flower, then that means you'll find someone special.
Yeah, in Chinese, then you'll find someone special. 桃花.
Yeah, and that brings us to the end of today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.